Unit 4. Vocabulary and Listening. Exercises 3 and 4.
How did you take this one, Steve?
Well, taking photos of animals isn't easy because they're fast and never stay in one place. For this photo, I waited patiently for about an hour. I saw this squirrel while I was photographing flowers in a park. It was running up and down the tree and eating nuts. I was lying down when I took this photo.
I can see you were very close to it.
Yes, I was very quiet and it came quite close. It's often difficult to get close to animals because they're scared. So I often use a special camera and take photos from a distance.
Were you skiing when you took this photo?
Yes, I was. I was skiing with the guy in the photo. I was on his left when I took it.
That's very brave of you.
Not really. I can ski well. Some photographers do dangerous things, but I only take photos of sports I can do. If you follow simple rules, it isn't difficult to take good sports photos. The most important thing is to be in the right place at the right time.
This is a great photo.
Oh, yes, it is. I was travelling in Asia when my friend and I saw this street parade. The women were wearing traditional clothes. We talked for a few minutes and then I asked if I could take their photograph with my friend. They said OK.
Do you always ask people for permission?
Yes. It's rude to take photos of people you don't know. Most people are happy for you to take their photo if you're friendly. If they say no, then you don't take the photo.
Where were you sitting when you took this photo?
I was sitting at the end of the boat and my three friends were at the other end. We were on holiday last summer. Holiday photos are often boring, so I was trying new ideas. I took a lot of photos of my friends on the boat and in the sea that day. It was good fun.
Well, thanks, Steve.